Jesus said, "Behold you, I've told you these things in advance," that we can walk through this treacherous environment where there's such hostility. We're walking through it, beloved, with the Lord. We have a message of hope. When Yeshua began to talk to us about the signs of the end times, he said, when you see them happening, he said, look up. Look to me. Don't be overwhelmed by what you're seeing. Don't be like the world and just be completely overwhelmed by fear. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Look up, he said, because your redemption draweth nigh. Let's pray. Father God, in Yeshua's name, we need you more than ever. We need a revival, Father God, of our heart. We ask you, Yeshua, for a revival of faith. We read the book of Daniel that he told us that during the end of the age, some of your people, Father, would get worn out. They wouldn't be able to stand tall because of the immense powers of darkness that are blowing against the church. So, Father, we ask you to strengthen us by the power that raised Yeshua from the dead. Father, by the Spirit that lives within us that's greater than he that's in the world, we ask you to strengthen us with resurrection life. In Yeshua's name we pray, amen and amen. Some of you have heard me share this before, but I want to share it again because I think it's really important. This is an experience that I had not that long ago. It really, dear beloved one, it really impacted me. And in this vision of the night, I was in a church. It was an old white church, an old like rural country church, it looked like from the outside. And it was a multidimensional dream because I was inside the church worshiping, as I'm going to describe in a moment, but I could also see what was going on outside the church. So it had a few different levels of layers of sight. So I'm in the church. It's a church of about 200 or so. And everybody in the church, and I was just one of the worshipers there. I was just, you know, in front of the pew like all the other people that were in the sanctuary. And every single one of us in that church, beloved ones, we were looking up. I mean, we were intensely focused on Jesus, singing to him, praising him, praying, and asking him fervently. We were asking him in our heart, crying out, the whole body of us there in unison, crying out for Jesus to return. And the whole church was in one accord, and it was absolute focus, like spirit, soul, mind, and strength, all of us worshiping together of one accord, asking Jesus to return. And I realized that the reason we were so desperately asking Messiah Yeshua to return was because there was such suffering and pain and heartache going on in the world. So as I mentioned, I could also see what was going on outside the church. I was able to look outside in the streets and in the neighborhoods that surrounded the church, and people were just struggling and suffering and oppressed. That was the primary thing I felt. People were just being oppressed. And then in this vision of the night, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. And when he spoke to me, it wasn't just like he was speaking just to me as an individual. He spoke to me, but it was a word for the entire congregation of that church that I was in, all 200 of us together that were focused on Yeshua. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and he said to me, the anointing that you carry that's able to transform the people that you saw on the outside that are oppressed, the anointing that you have that will change them and save them is the anointing, dear beloved one, of hope. You and I should carry an anointing of hope. We have a message of hope. So when Yeshua gave all these warning signs of Matthew 24, of nation rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom and earthquakes and divisiveness and men hating each other and killing one another and betraying one another and people falling away from the faith, in the midst of that, he said, do not be fearful, neither let your heart be afraid. But he said, look up and let your, because your redemption is drawing nigh. So the point is that we carry a hope Because we're not looking for the world to get better. We're not looking for something in the world. It's not 1985 anymore. It's not after the Second World War where, you know, America was in the building phase and everything was going great. It was the age of prosperity. And you see all these pictures of happy families driving their station wagons with the little kids just laughing in the back, not a care in the world, on the way to Disneyland. Think about that, what Disneyland has become. Okay, well, it's not that anymore. It's different. It's different. And people feel it, like I said last time. People feel the animosity. They feel the division. They feel that something's bad's going to happen. And so we need to bring them the message of hope that Jesus, Yeshua, is alive, that those that receive him receive his Spirit, the Spirit that proceeds from the Father that Yeshua sends to those that receive him. And what does the Spirit do when he comes to us? He comforts us, number one, right? Amidst all that we're going through right now, what does the Spirit do? He's called the Comforter. So despite the fact that there's so many terrors going on around us on the outside, the Spirit brings comfort. And it's not a comfort from this world. Remember, Yeshua said, "My peace I give to you." A peace that's not from the world. So the message of hope we have to those on the outside is when we receive Yeshua, first of all, we receive the gift of the Spirit who comforts us in this world. And the one that Yeshua gives us, listen, is stronger than the powers that are against us and that are at work in the world. The power that we receive is the power to overcome. The Bible said we are more than conquerors through his word to us. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. That we're not going to be separated from the love of God in life and death and persecution, tribulation. We're never going to be separated from God. We weren't separated in the past. We're not going to be separated in the future. So we receive this gift of fellowship and communion with the Father and with the Son through the Spirit, that we can walk through this treacherous environment where there's such hostility. We're walking through it, beloved, hand in hand in intimacy with the Lord. And then Jesus said, look up when you see these things happening, because I'm getting ready to return. I'm getting ready to come back. So let's go now to Matthew 24 and let's see what the Lord has to say. In the last episode, I got through verse number 5, and I talked about mass deception and how Yeshua warned us, first of all, that at the end of the age, there'll be mass deception. In the beginning of this chapter, the disciples asked Jesus when he would return and what will be the signs of the end of the age. So Jesus begins to answer those questions, and the first thing he tells us is that there's going to be mass deception. You know, I was watching a show on AI, artificial intelligence, perhaps the greatest danger that mankind has ever faced. And many of you know that artificial intelligence now is able to create what they're calling deep fake videos, where they can take a video of somebody or take some pictures of somebody, and then they can alter it and recreate it to make that person do or say whatever the Creator wants them to do or say. In other words, they take your image and then they have you doing and saying whatever it is they want you to do or say. So what does that do? It creates, once again, mass deception. The whole world doesn't know what's real, what's not real. What a terrible state humanity is falling into. So Jesus talks about that. It's the first thing he says. He said, see to it that no one misleads you in verse 4, for many will come in my name. This is the next statement he makes, saying, I'm anointed. Do not be misled, he said. And then he continues, you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. So what are we hearing every day now about wars, right? We're hearing about what's going on in Ukraine. And for those of us that may not fully understand, Russia's trying to annex Ukraine to make it part of their own state, to make it part of their own country state. It's not just something that concerns people that are living thousands of miles away. They think, along with China and North Korea, they think that we're the country that has polluted the world with our immorality, that we're the country that has taken advantage of other countries economically, that we're the country that has imposed ourselves and our values across the world uninvitedly so. What I'm telling you is that there is great hostilities in the world against the United States of America. And these hostile powers now are rising up in confidence, emboldened against us, because they now are finding themselves in this age of nuclear technology, artificial intelligence, and internet technology. They are now finding themselves capable of waging war against us. And now that they feel emboldened because they feel they have power, they're rising up. Beloved ones, we're on a collision course. We're not going back to 1985 or 1976. We're not going back to what happened after the Second Great World War. We're on a collision course of conflict, terrible, terrible conflict. And so Jesus said, you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. But notice what he said next. See that you are not frightened. Let's just take a second and pray about this, because it is frightening in the natural. And so, Father God, we hear the word of Jesus today, and we thank you, Yeshua, for speaking to our hearts today and saying to us, do not be frightened when these things are happening. Yeshua, we need you today. We repent today. I repent today. First of all, Father, we repent of not keeping our mind fixed alone on thee, that our mind is even open to these messages that are coming at us from the world that cause fear, these messages of danger, rather than just focusing on you and clinging to your word and not allowing what the world is saying in. Because you said to us in your word, Abba Daddy, do not call a conspiracy what the world calls a conspiracy. And do not fear what the world fears, saith the Lord. For I alone shall be your fear, saith the Lord, and I alone shall be your dread. And then you will find for yourself a sanctuary in me. Father God, forgive me today. Forgive us today. Help us to center ourselves in you and in the Word of God. Help us, Father, to align ourselves with true reality. Father, you're the true reality. Let us not allow what we see with our eyes to deceive us so that we let fear overwhelm us. Father, forgive us for giving our ears to voices that only bring anxiety to our hearts and take us away from trusting you. Help us to be like what we hear about Smith Wigglesworth in days of old, where he wouldn't allow any book into his home but the Bible. He wouldn't allow a newspaper in his home. Father, make us of that mentality. Oh God, we need you today. We ask you for mercy and help today. Holy Father, our Creator, we need you today, Lord. Strengthen us and sanctify us, we pray, in your mercy by your word. Father, your word tells us that you're the one that's at work in our life, both to will and do for your good pleasure. So Father, we pray that you would finish the good work that you've begun in us, and conform us to the image of Christ, of your Son. Oh God, sanctify us for your glory, we plead and pray in Yeshua's name. Amen and amen. Fear is a trap, and it's of the enemy. Jesus said, you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place. But that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Now, what's the difference between nations and kingdoms? Nations speak of a geographical country, sovereign state. nation is one country against another country. Nation will rise against nation. The United States of America, the great nation of America. But then Jesus said, not only will nation rise against nation, but he also said, kingdom will rise against kingdom. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. What's kingdoms? Kingdoms are in the spiritual world. Kingdoms are in the spirit realm. They're ways of thinking. The kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of light. The Bible says that God has saved us out of the kingdom of darkness and translated us through Messiah Yeshua's blood into the kingdom of his marvelous light, that we might proclaim his great name and salvation. And so kingdom against kingdom has to do with different worldviews. It's different ideologies. It's different ways of understanding reality. And so kingdom against kingdom involves those whose minds are sanctified and renewed in the Word of God. It speaks of those that are disciples of Jesus, his kingdom, God's kingdom. It's that kingdom against the kingdom of darkness that has arisen with such a violent force and is covering the world right now. And so we're feeling that conflict. Jesus prophesied it. Not only are there going to be wars in the natural world, but there's ideological wars, spiritual wars that we're dealing with right now. So that when you take a stand for Jesus, you are now hated for his namesake. When you begin to declare moral values, when you begin to take your stand that women do not have the right to abort their babies just because it's not convenient for them, just because it doesn't fit within their view of what they want for their future, when you take a stand that women do not have the right to put the fetus in their body to death, you now are hated. It's kingdom against kingdom. When you take a stand and speak other causes for righteousness, now all of a sudden, beloved one, you're hated. Jesus predicted that this would happen. He said, many will turn against you. You're going to be kicked out of the synagogue. You're going to be kicked out of churches for standing in the truth. You're going to be kicked out of your workplace. You're going to be hated in your neighborhood. You're going to be hated in your school district for standing on the truth. When you take a stand in the school board that it's not right that the school systems are teaching our children to help them transition to a gender that they weren't born. When you say this is wrong, this is not normal, you're going to be hated. Beloved, get ready. It's coming to pass, and it's happening right now. Jesus said, behold you, I've told you these things in advance. Why? That when it happens, we would stand and that we would conquer in him. Remember, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Jesus said, when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, know this, that the Spirit of glory will rest upon you. Beloved, stand tall and stand strong. Jesus loves you.